Hello and welcome to Listapalooza. I'm PJ Van Hall, and I want to acknowledge you for participating in the Listapalooza 90-Day Challenge. It takes a lot of courage to say, I am going to focus on growing my list for 90 days, and I'm going to go for 10,000 new people on my list. And it takes a lot of perseverance to see anything through for 90 days. So good job. And I also want to acknowledge you for participating in this call, because it's one thing to say that you're going to participate, and it's another thing to show up and do it. So you didn't just fill out a little opt-in form, you actually showed up on the call. So good for you. You're already ahead of the game. Today is our opening ceremonies, and we're going to talk about how to add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days. You'll learn how to jumpstart your email list if you're just starting out, how to leverage the three keys to growing your list quickly, how to make $10,000 from just one email, even with a smaller list, and how to maximize your results from the Listapalooza 90-Day Challenge. And I invite you to ask comments or to ask questions and comment as we go along on the dedicated blog post for this call. The link for that is realprosperityinc.com. That's realprosperityinc.com/LBC14 Opening Ceremonies. That stands for List Building Challenge 2014 Opening Ceremonies with no hyphens or spaces. Just realprosperityinc.com/LBC14 Opening Ceremonies. And go ahead and introduce yourself there now so we know who's on the call. This is a chance for you to start to get to know each other as well as for me to get to know you. And one of the best things about Listapalooza is the people that you'll meet, people that can become friends, strategic alliances, promotional partners. And so I would take advantage of that by introducing yourself and starting to interact with people on the blog during the calls. And then that way you can also ask questions and comment as we go along. This is great. So I see a lot of people jumping in. Hi, Io. Hi, Charlene. Hi, Kayla. Hi, Fizza. Glad to see you're here. Hi, Shelley. Yay. So what I invite you to do is let us know what you do, so what you do for your job, and also if you have a clear intention for Listapalooza, what you want to get out of Listapalooza, go ahead and post that on the blog. Even if you already commented, that's fine. Comment again. And Tandy, I just approved your post. Welcome. That's great. So if your post doesn't show up right away, I might need to moderate it. So just give it a second. So yay, good. I'm glad. Lots of people are joining in from all over the world. And what you'll find is this is an international community, and it's exciting. And you'll start, cross-promoting each other, getting to know each other offline as well as online. And that's one of the really cool things that happens during Listapalooza. So again, my name is PJ Van Hall. And if this is the first time that we're meeting, I'll share briefly about myself so you know who this mysterious voice is. I am an international speaker and author. I've been teaching for over 15 years, and I'm the author of The Little Book of Prosperity and the co-author of Make Your Connections Count, and I'm the creator of this Listapalooza 90-Day List Building Challenge. I work with speakers, authors, coaches, and other entrepreneurs with a message to share who love what they do but want to find a way to make more money and attract more clients and sales online without as much time, effort, and stress. And you may not know this about me, but a few years ago, I thought I had it made. I had acquired over 35 rental properties across the United States, totaling over $6 million in real estate, and I was on track to be able to retire by the time I was 31. Unfortunately, the real estate market crashed and everything changed. Suddenly, I went from being right on the edge of financial freedom to being millions of dollars in debt. I lost my beautiful home to foreclosure, and eventually, I was forced to declare bankruptcy, and I felt like a failure. This gave me a really unique perspective as I delved deeper into the world of internet marketing, because I knew what it took in terms of time, money, energy, and risk to get a piece of rental real estate property with a $100 a month positive cash flow, for example, meaning you get to put $100 a month in your pocket after paying, you know, your mortgage, your insurance, your taxes, your utilities, your property manager, all that stuff. And what I found was that generating $100 in passive income online was way easier and way less risky. So that really got my attention. So over the last few years, I've been able to recreate my life in a way that's much more sustainable and fun for me, creating a life that I really love where I don't have to scramble around managing property managers, and consistently earning well over six figures while supporting other awesome entrepreneurs from all over the world and still having time to travel, a great support team, and lots of adventures. And my personal passion is to support women entrepreneurs in their 50s and 60s who worry about not having enough money to retire and feel stressed out about what will happen if they can't keep working or they don't want to keep working forever. Traditional financial planning, like stop buying lattes and put money in the stock market for the next 40 years, can't really help them. But learning how to automate their marketing and sales online and generate passive income through their businesses, that can help. And that's really doable. Some internet marketers say that a good rule of thumb is that you can earn $1 per subscriber per month on your list. So if you have 10,000 subscribers, you should be able to earn $10,000 per month, which most of my clients can live on comfortably. And I know many people who are able to earn six figures with a much smaller than list than that too. And in a moment, I'll share with you how to make $10,000 from just one email, even with a smaller list. So that's the vision for Listapalooza, and that's why I'm undertaking this massive, fun, crazy project. There's a quote by Rumi that goes, "Start a huge, foolish project, like Noah. It makes absolutely no difference what people think of you." So Listapalooza is my huge, foolish project. And I noticed that there are a lot of people who have gotten on the call a few minutes late. So I want to invite you to go ahead and introduce yourself on the blog so that you can get to know the other Listapalooza participants and you can ask questions and comment as we go along. So if you're near a computer, go to realprosperityinc.com/LBC for List Building Challenge 14, that's the number 1 and the number 4 because it's 2014, Opening Ceremonies. No hyphens or spaces, just realprosperityinc.com/LBC14, Opening Ceremonies, and then you can comment and ask questions as we go along. You'll see a box after the post that says Speak Your Mind. Then there's a little white box to type in your comment. So you do that, then click the purple button that says Post Comment. If you don't see the Speak Your Mind box, look for a little gold link above the Listapalooza header that says a number and comments. Click that, and then you should see the Speak Your Mind box at the end. So if you're near a computer and you haven't done it already, introduce yourself on the blog, share what you do and your intention for Listapalooza, and that way you can start getting to know other Listapalooza participants. If you get an establishing a database connection error, that just means that there's a whole bunch of people trying to comment all at the same time. So just give it a second and then try again, because it looks like we're breaking the internet right now. So just hang in there. So let's dive in. You've probably heard that having a big email list makes it way easier to attract more clients. And it's true. If you need more clients, but you don't have a list, what do? You have to hustle. You have to attend networking events, call up past clients or call up people you know and ask for referrals, put up flyers at Whole Foods and hope that somebody calls. There's nothing wrong with any of that. It's just a lot of work. So instead, imagine that you'd like to work with a few new clients and you send out an email to your list inviting people to apply for a strategy session with you to see if working together is a fit. Imagine that you get 10 applications for your strategy session. You talk to those people, and two of them invest in a $5,000 program or package with you. Well, you just made $10,000 from one email. That's a lot easier, right? And I recently stumbled upon a quote that really stopped me in my tracks that I'd like to share with you. And here it is. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. When I think back to my past self, that woman that I was a few years ago, who decided to slow down to speed up and invest time, energy, and money to really learn the ins and outs of marketing online and growing an email list, it makes me cry. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to that me that I was a few years ago that did this and now has a big email list and can make thousands of dollars just by clicking send on an email. It's really, really amazing. It's life-changing. And I'm not going to say that being in business for yourself is always easy. I think that owning your own business is one of life's ultimate personal development experiences. But I will tell you what, it is a heck of a lot easier when you have an email list. So that's why I'm so passionate about supporting you in growing your list, and that's also why I created this 90-day challenge. Now, my friend Tad Hargrave from Marketing for Hippies, he actually spoke on the last two Listapaloozas. He asked me, your Listapalooza challenge has the claim of how to add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days. And that seems very bold. I'm curious, what would already need to be in place for someone for that to be a doable goal? And I thought that was a great question. And here's the answer. The reason that I offer the challenge of 10,000 people in 90 days is because it's specific enough to inspire you to get into action right away. This challenge also inspires me to show up, play a bigger game, and put something extraordinary like Listapalooza out into the world. Like I said, this is my huge, foolish project. I was actually surprised at how many people joined Listapalooza that were just getting started with their email lists or didn't have a list already. So I just want to be really upfront with you. If that's the case, it's unlikely that you'll add 10,000 people by the end of the 90-day challenge. However, many of the participants from the past years were still absolutely thrilled to have doubled, tripled, or quadrupled their smaller lists. If you're just starting out, make sure to pick up your copy of the special report that I put together for you on how to jumpstart your email list. The link for that was in the confirmation email that you got when you joined Listapalooza. But just in case you lost that email or didn't see it, the link for that is tinyurl.com, that's tinyurl.com/LBC14 opening ceremonies. No hyphens or spaces. That stands for List Building Challenge 2014. It's the number one and the number four. So tinyurl.com/LBC4 opening ceremonies. That'll get you that list. And what you can do immediately right now today is you can start reaching out to your sphere of influence to start adding people to your list. In that report, there's a template that you can use to contact people who you have their business cards sitting around and you met them a few years ago. So if you have stacks of business cards, contacts in Gmail, contacts in your cell phone or Facebook, like that's a really great place to start. So pull all that together, download that report, and use that email template that I've provided for you to reach out to those people and jumpstart your list and start warming up those connections. So make sure that you grab a copy of that. I'll post this on the blog as soon as I stop getting a here we go. Okay, I'm not getting a database connection error anymore. That's good. So here's the report, how to jumpstart your email list. All right, and it'll also tell you how to set up an opt-in page if you don't have one of those already, and which email marketing systems are good for you if you don't know which one's a fit, because that's one of the biggest questions that I get from Listapalooza participants. All right. So I went ahead and posted that link for you on the blog. And if you're just joining us now, go to realprosperityinc.com/LBC14 opening ceremonies and introduce yourself on the blog so that we get to know who you are. Let us know what you do for a living or what you do in your business and what your intention for Listapalooza is. So in order to hit the goal of 10,000 new subscribers in 90 days, you need one or more of the following key elements. Now, before I say this, I just want to offer a disclaimer. I could be wrong about this. You might actually be able to do this much faster than I think without these key elements. I have some big name speakers coming on this year that are going to share things that will blow your mind and hopefully even blow my mind. So this is based on my experience and what I've seen in growing my own list and working with other people with big lists. But for example, Alex Mondozian is going to be on here, Adam Urbanski is going to be on, and some of the things that they share might actually prove me wrong that you can add 10,000 people to your list starting from scratch. I don't know. We'll see. But this is based on my experience. There's three key elements to being able to build your list really quickly. So you need at least one of these. And, of course, if you have a combination of them, it's even easier. So the first key element to growing your list quickly is a combination of time and know-how. A combination of time and know-how. For example, one of our past Listapalooza speakers, Laura Wage, she shared her exact strategy for how she was adding 10,000 people to her list in only 45 days using Pinterest. She knew what she was doing, and she invested a significant amount of time and energy in pulling this off. Another one of our past speakers, Alicia Little, talked about how to drive tons of traffic to your website for free using deal sites like Groupon or Living Social. So if you have the time and know how to really work that, you can add 10,000 people to your list that way. Another past speaker, Jill Lublin, she shared about how to get free publicity and media, and that can add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days or less if you know what you're doing. So that combination of time and know-how can be very powerful. This is why we have two in-depth training calls each week of the challenge with list-building experts so that you can develop and expand your know-how. You can start implementing what you learn right away, and it might be that you learn things during the challenge that you implement after the challenge that allow you to bring more people onto your list, because once you know how to do it, then you can keep using those tactics and strategies to get more results. So one of the biggest questions that I get from people who are jumping into Listapalooza is they say, well, I'm not exactly sure what my business is, or I haven't started my list yet. Would this be beneficial for me? And I say yes, because even if all you do is learn how to build your list from these experts that charge thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to work with them, normally you can learn from them for free. And then once you are ready to launch and once you do know what your business is and what you're offering, then you have that know-how, you have those skills, so you can then put them to the test. So the key element number two is money to invest in paid advertising. You want to know the fastest way to get a list of 10,000 people is you can actually just buy a list. There are people called list brokers, and you can say, I want a list of holistic practitioners in California, or I want a list of women who have recently gone through divorce in this particular region. Like you can get pretty specific about what you want with a list broker, and you can just pay them for a list and market to those people, and boom, there you go. There's also things like Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads. There's even Twitter ads, which I haven't tried yet. But over 1,700 people joined Listapalooza last year just from Facebook ads, not including all the other people that joined. And I'm challenging myself to add even more people from paid advertising this year. Now, what I will let you know is that the key to paid advertising is tracking your results. It's amazing how wildly the results can vary from ad to ad. So I create a separate tracking link for each ad in Infusionsoft. That's the marketing system that I use. But there's other tracking systems that you can use that are less expensive or even free. And I have a separate link for each ad so that I can quickly increase the budget if the ad is performing well or stop the ad if it's not performing well. Here's a ninja tip. It also helps to have something under $100 to sell right after people opt in so that you can calculate your return on investment on your ads right away. So when people opt in for Listapalooza, it's totally free to participate in the challenge. Beyond all the live training calls, the power hours, the Facebook group, the accountability and tracking, then I offer them the chance to get the list building success kit with all of the recordings of the training calls for an astounding 90% off. It's crazy. If you look at most telesummits, they charge anywhere from $97 to $500 for the recordings. And once this is packaged together in a product, I feel like I could easily sell this for $500. And at the end of the challenge, it'll go on my website for $297. So to be able to pick it up for only $27 during the challenge is crazy. So not only does this provide exceptional value for the investment and build tremendous goodwill among the people that are choosing to invest in it, it also lets me know right away which ads are working and which aren't. So when you do it this way, paid advertising doesn't have to cost a lot. You can start out with $5 or $10 and go from there and see how it goes and tweak and test. Now, you might not be ready to do that right now, so if this feels overwhelming to you, just take a deep breath. You don't have to be there now, but as you grow your list and as you get more confident, you'll feel more comfortable investing in paid advertising, especially once you learn how to track it. By the way, if you didn't invest in the 2014 List Building Success Kit when you joined the challenge this year, and now you're like, oh, I could have gotten it for 90% off. I wish I'd done that. Now I'm regretting it. You can still do it. I highly recommend it. You'll have access to all of the recordings so that you don't have to worry about catching every live training call, and you can go back and review whenever you want because you'll have these trainings handy in your success library forever. So you can go back whenever you want to listen to one, and I've gone back and listened to past recordings too because they're full of great information. And the link for that is realprosperityinc.com/LBC14kit. So the letters LBC, the number one, the number four, and then KIT. So you can go to realprosperityinc.com/LBC14kit and pick up the List Building Success Kit if you'd like. So key element number one is a combination of time and know-how. Key element number two is money to invest in paid advertising. And key element number three is powerful relationships and connections. If you're launching a new teleseminar or webinar, or you're hosting a telesummit, which is a series of interviews, and you have strong relationships with strategic alliances and affiliates, you can add 10,000 people to your list in under 90 days just by having them promote your launch. For example, I recently spoke on Brenda Norman's telesummit earlier this year, and she had over 15,000 people opt in for that event just within a few weeks. I also participated in Justin Livingston's launch last year, and he's going to be one of our speakers this year. He's brilliant. I can't wait for his interview. That's definitely one that you do not want to miss. But he added, I think, I don't even know how many people. I want to say 40,000, but it was a seven-figure launch. It was incredible with this same strategy. He called people up, like me, and said, hey, would you be willing to promote this launch? And me and a bunch of other people said, sure. And he added a ton of people to his list and made a ton of money in a very short period of time. And that's another one of the wonderful things that you can get from Listapalooza is if you don't already have powerful connections and relationships in place, you can start building them right now during the event. That's why we have the Facebook group. That's why we have the power hours. That's why I'm having you comment on the blog and introduce yourself and read what other people are saying and get to know each other, because there are a ton of people who have connected to Listapalooza and gone on to become friends in the real world and also do cross-promotional things like this. So you can start to build these relationships right now. So if you don't need all three of these things, but you need at least one of them. What if you don't have any of these three things in place. Go for it anyway. As motivational speaker Les Brown says, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss it, you'll land among the stars. The point is, whether you're just starting out or whether you already have a large list, what you focus on expands. So by focusing on building your list for 90 days, especially with all of the resources that you'll receive through Listapalooza, you'll move forward much farther and much faster. So you can break your goal down. Some people find this very helpful. So if your goal is to add 10,000 people in 90 days, then that's 834 people a week. That's 10,000 people divided by 12, rounded up. So then your goal is 834 people a week or 112 people a day. That's 10,000 people divided by 90 days, rounded up. So if you want to hit 10,000 people in 90 days, 112 a day is what you should be shooting for. Now, depending on where you are in your business, that might be too big a stretch. So what if you were to do 1,000 people in 90 days? Well, that would be 84 people a week or 12 people a day. If you wanted to make it even simpler, let's say you wanted to go for 500 people in the next 90 days, like you're just starting out or you have a small list, and adding 500 people would be really extraordinary. That would be an average of 42 people a week or 6 people a day. So if you chunk it down like that, then you can see where you are in relationship to your goal. Now, that's for the 90-day challenge, but let's say you want to break it up into a year and you want to add 10,000 people to your list in the next 12 months. That's 193 people a week or 28 people a day. If you want to do half that and add 5,000 people to your list in a year, that would be 97 people a week or 14 people a day. So if you're doing a big launch, like a telesummit or a teleclass or something like that, then you can focus on adding a lot of people in a smaller time. But if you want to focus on like this, the consistent day in and day out of building your list, and you want to add a certain amount of people in a year, for example, that way, then it can help to chunk it down into how many people you add per week or how many people you add per day, and you can focus on doing that. So if there's any questions about anything that I've covered so far, feel free to post it on the blog at realprosperityinc.com/LBC14 opening ceremonies. Now, there are a lot of people participating in this call, and everybody's trying to comment at the same time, so we keep crashing the site and getting a database connection error. So if you're getting that, just refresh and try again in a few minutes. I did recently upgrade my hosting, but I will contact them again and see if there's something that I need to do to make it even faster so that we don't completely overwhelm the internet. So just to review, the three key elements to building your list quickly are a combination of time and know-how, money to invest in paid advertising, and powerful relationships and connections. And you can begin to develop those things during Listapalooza if you don't have them in place already. So I'd like to share with you some tips for how to maximize your results from the Listapalooza 90-Day Challenge. There's a lot of structures that I've put in place to support you. First of all, if you're just starting out, make sure that you check out that special report that I put together for you on how to jumpstart your email list. The link for that is tinyurl.com/LBC14 opening ceremonies, and you can get that there. The next structure is the weekly accountability. So every Monday, I will send you a little form to fill out where you just put in how many people are on your list that way. Now, I actually monitor this, and you can win prizes by the end of the challenge by two ways. You can win prizes by adding the most people to your list or by growing the biggest percentage. So I don't want to feel like people who already have big lists are going to have the advantage. You can win either way. So fill that out every week because, again, what you focus on expands. So by focusing on filling that out, you know, you'll start seeing more results. Now, the reason for this is because there's something in your brain called the reticular activator. And the, what the reticular activator does is it tells you what to pay attention to, because you have billions of bits of information flying at you every second. It's way more than you can process. So the reticular activator says, okay, this is important, this isn't. So you'll see the things that that part of your brain thinks is important. You've probably experienced this yourself. If you've ever bought, for example, last year I got a new silver Toyota Camry. And then every other car on the road suddenly is a silver Toyota Camry. It's eerie. It's like, how did that happen? Where were they before? Well, the answer is they were already there, but you weren't seeing them because your reticular activator didn't think that was important. But now that you have one, you're aware and you start seeing more of them. If you've ever bought a house, all of a sudden everyone you know is buying a house. Or if you've ever been pregnant, all of a sudden it seems like everybody's getting pregnant. I've heard, I haven't been pregnant, but I've heard that that's true. And it's because of how this works. So when you're focusing on list building, you're telling that part of your brain, pay attention to this. And all of a sudden, you'll start seeing things and being aware of things, ways to build your list that you weren't before. So it's kind of like magical and weird, but there's actually this very clear science behind it. So fill out the weekly accountability tracker, even if it's the same 1 week to the next, because you'll say, okay, it's time for me to actually do something this week. Also, get on the training calls as much as you can. So what I recommend is actually putting them in your calendar. The training calls are 2 to 3 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout the challenge. That's Pacific time. So right now, if you haven't done it already, when you get off the call, schedule all the calls into your calendar so that you don't miss them. You can also get text message reminders about the calls a few minutes before each call. So if you're somebody that's forgetful, there's a link to sign up for that in your email reminder from this morning. I think the link is realprosperityinc.com/LBC text messages. I'm not totally sure about that. But it's in your reminder email from this call and from when you signed up for Listapalooza. So if you're the kind of person that needs that little last-minute reminder, I'll send you a text a few minutes before the call saying, like, hey, we're starting, get on. And again, if you can't make a call, I highly recommend getting the recordings. The link for that is realprosperityinc.com/LBC14kit. That's lit like for list building challenge, the number one, the number four, K-I-T. So realprosperityinc.com/LBC14kit. The next structure is the power hours. So I would recommend getting on as many power hours as you can. So that's on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific time. We'll all get together online to implement one specific list building tactic together. So we'll have like an online networking event, and then we'll all get on Twitter, or we'll all be doing stuff on Facebook. It's really fun. That's for a lot of people, that's their favorite part of Listapalooza. So again, mark the power hour in your calendar so that you're more likely to be able to get on. The next structures that we have are Listapalooza Facebook group, and the link for that is in your confirmation email that you got, but you can also just become my friend on Facebook and look in my groups and find it. But that's a great way to network, get feedback, meet other Listapalooza members between the calls. It's a really fun way to connect online. Also, if you would like to become a Listapalooza affiliate, you can do that at realprosperityinc.com/affiliates. The reason to become a Listapalooza affiliate is because you can actually earn commissions by sharing the Listapalooza free challenge. So what happens is you spread the word about Listapalooza with your affiliate link, and people join the free challenge. Some of them will upgrade to the kit, and you get commissions on that. But you also get lifetime commissions on any other online products and programs that they might invest in. So it's pretty cool because it sets you up to get passive income and unexpected checks in the mail, which is one of my favorite things. But here's even more importantly why I recommend becoming an affiliate, because then you can model what I do for your own affiliates. So even if you don't end up promoting Listapalooza, like you're not quite sure who this PJ person is, you don't feel comfortable with it, like that's cool. you can still see how I make it super easy for the affiliates to promote, how I communicate with them. You can take all of my emails and templates, and you can model that when you're having affiliates promote your own stuff. So I would definitely check that out. Now, here's a huge tip for getting the most out of Listapalooza, and if I could share just one tip, it would be this, and that is to focus on progress, not perfection. Focus on progress, not perfection. If you don't feel like you can add 10,000 people in 90 days, that's okay. If you add 100 or 500 or 1,000 or 2,000, that's still really cool. If you can't make every single live call, or you can't make every single power hour, or you forget to fill out your weekly tracking form, don't get stressed out. Like, if you fall off or you can't make something, just come back, and if you fall off the wagon, just climb back on. So this is about consistency. It's about staying the course. It's not about being perfect, okay? I hope you really get that. So how to maximize your results from the Listapalooza Challenge, make sure everything's in your in your calendar, check out the report, get on as many training calls and power hours as you can, fill out your weekly accountability tracker, connect with the Listapalooza Facebook group, become an affiliate, and remember to focus on progress, not perfection. That's going to help you out a lot. This is 90 days. You know, it can go by fast, but it's very different from other events. There's a lot of online events that are 3 or 5 days with a bunch of different calls, or they're a lot shorter. 90 days is long, and I did that for a reason. It's so that you can actually get on the 2 interviews without it being completely overwhelming, and so that you have some time to implement and you have some time to see results. So it's a little bit more like a marathon than a sprint. So just if you fall off the wagon, just climb back on. Don't worry about being perfect or not doing everything. I know I just repeated myself because it's important. And there's I get tons of messages and emails saying like, oh my God, I couldn't get on all the calls, or I wasn't able to participate in this thing, and it's like people consider themselves a failure, or they think they should just give up. Like, that's silly. Don't give up. Just do what you can. You're going to get way more out of that than if you didn't do anything, right? So just stick with it and remember, progress, not perfection. So our next training call, our first training call with a guest expert, is Tuesday, June 3rd, so make sure that that's in your calendar, with my friend and mentor, Sharla Jacobs. She's going to be talking about how to get JV partners and strategic alliances to promote for you. And the reason that I wanted to do that as our first call is because that's one of the keys to growing your list really quickly, is to have those relationships and connections. So I wanted you to have that information from her as soon as possible so that you could start implementing those things right away and throughout the challenge. One thing that I'm doing a little bit different this year, and I just want to give you a heads up, is that most of the time we're going to be meeting over the phone on this conference call line, but there's a few interviews that we're doing in a different format. So on June 5th, our call is actually 90 minutes, not 60, and we're not going to be on the phone. We're going to be on a Google Hangout with Alex Mondosian. So because he's going to be talking about Google Hangouts, and so I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if you could be doing it and learning it and experiencing it at the same time that we're talking about it? So he's going to model it for you while he's teaching, which I think is just an awesome way to learn. So make sure that on the June 5th call, you block out 90 minutes instead of 60, and you know that we're going to be meeting on Google Hangout. On the 12th, we're going to be on a webinar because Brett Gregory is going to be sharing how to do Facebook marketing, and there's a lot of parts to that that are really visual, and I want you to be able to see what he's talking about. So we're going to be meeting on GoToWebinar. So I just want to give you a heads up about that because probably a lot of people will be calling into the call line. So I'll have my assistant, or I'll have a recorded message saying, hey, remember today, go to Google Hangout. But since you're here on the opening ceremonies, I wanted to give you the heads up on that. So make sure that you look at your email reminders or get the text message reminders so that you know where to be. But most of the calls are going to be right here on this conference call line. So put the dial in and PIN number in your cell phone so that you can find it really easily. And again, if you're just starting out with your list, make sure to pick up your copy of the special report I put together for you at tinyurl.com/LBC14openingceremonies. And if you would like to have access to the recordings of all of the calls, again, I highly recommend that you grab the List Building Success Kit right now while it's only $27 at realprosperityinc.com/LBC14kit. So that is it for our Listapalooza opening ceremonies 2014. Woohoo! I'm excited to kick things off with our first guest speaker interview on June 3rd with Sharla. And if you have any questions, comments, compliments about this call, please post them on the blog at realprosperityinc.com/LBC14openingceremonies. And I'll stick around for 10 or 15 minutes to answer questions and comments on the blog. And then I will also see you in the Facebook group. And have a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you for our first training call on June 3rd. Have an absolutely fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon.